The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I invite you to please be seated, since I'll be reading the long version of today's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raqqa,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I like to say, when there's a long gospel, you know what that means. There's a short homily. Short gospel, long homily. I'm still kind of a little bit getting over my cold, and since this microphone is getting a little funky, I'm going to preach from the amble today so you can hear me clearly, rather than trying to speak up loudly if the microphone goes out. I basically want to speak to you about three things today: peace, and grace, and truth. Let's first think about for a moment how many times maybe we have said this, or maybe we've had heard others say this: "You know, I always followed the spirit of the law, even even though at times I don't follow the letter of the law. Now, usually this is said to defend us doing something less than the law requires. Sometimes it's justifiable, sometimes it's not. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is calling his people back to the true spirit of the law. And for Jesus, what is at the core of the law is the truth of God, the high, mighty, and triune God. The only life-giving prescriptions of ourselves, our neighbor, and our relationship with God are found in the truth of God revealed in Christ Jesus. In other words, our Lord comes to teach us or give us essential teachings. Not only to give us essential teachings, but to give us his very self. Well, that's critical and that's important, because if you look at all the other religions of the world, Hinduism, Buddhism, all the other religions, they have many of the moral teachings that you hear of Jesus echoing today about marriage, adultery, etc., etc. Taking proper vows, being truthful, whatnot. But not one of those religious leaders say they are the way. It is our Lord who says, I am the way and the truth and the life. He gives us essential teachings, but more importantly, he gives us himself. But what are the truths that underlie the laws that we hear Jesus reinvigorating for us in today's gospel? First, there is the truth that peace, number one, is not simply a gift from Almighty God, but it is a stance that we take in our lives. We who find ourselves wronged in some way or another cannot be content to stew in our anger, even though we may not kill or maim someone or maim our transgressor. Rather, we look to our God to find that when he was wronged by sin, either that of Adam, original sin, or by our sins, the effects of original sin, he didn't respond with hatred and vengeance, but sent his only begotten Son to save and to redeem us. His own Son, Jesus, paying for our salvation with his own life, won for us the peace of God. And then he set us an example to follow. Our Lord didn't journey to Calvary with the cross on his back, calling us raka, as the scriptures say today, which means fools, basically. What did he cry out? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the reverse of the situation is also true. If we are the ones who have done wrong, pride and arrogance do not hold sway over the mandatum, that's what we would say at the seminary, the mandate for peace. Rather, sorrow and contrition, restitution and apology, rooted in truth, always trump pride or arrogance. The second truth that we find Jesus teaching us today, or telling us about today, is that there is no evil greater than sin. Now, he uses kind of a rhetorical technique called hyperbole. He talks about if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. Talking about destroying our senses and tearing off limbs. Jesus is trying to jar us, if you will, to help us realize that sin is not just simply part of the human condition, that we kind of shake our heads about and say, oh yeah, it is, and go on our merry way. Rather, we must make it an opportunity to rid our lives of sin. That's what Sirach was basically telling us today in that first reading. The Lord gives no one license to sin. Clearly, Christ isn't calling us to physically maim or harm ourselves. If that were the case, then his own disciples would have looked like they had fallen into the Cuisinart machine and been all chopped up. In the wider context of the Gospels, We find that Jesus calls people to strive to overcome sin, but to do so wisely and prudently. Like the farmer whose field was sown with wheat and with weeds, and who waits until the harvest time to pull the weeds, lest he uproot the wheat when he begins the weeding process. Too often in our lives, we see that the evil that is within us, just as we are, and our minor voices are just, well, they're okay. Jesus is telling us today, we need to work to remove any vice, whether ones that are acted out or hidden deep within, so that we may live in the grace of God's children. The third truth we find in today's gospel that moves us from the letter to the spirit of the law is that of truth itself. Our high and mighty God does not lie to us. He doesn't promise what he doesn't intend to follow through on. God's yes means yes, and his no means no. Whether it's in the profound promise that is made at baptism, made in the sacrament of marriage, made in the profession of religious vows, made in the promises of ordination, or just speaking on how we perceive things, commitment and truth trump ease and convenience. For us, yes is to mean yes, and no is to mean no. Peace, grace, truth. These are indeed interior dispositions, and they are outward actions that enable us not only to follow the Spirit of Jesus, but therefore to follow the Spirit of his laws. Jesus comes not only to teach us essential things, but to give us his very self. May the Holy Spirit, the God, the Holy Spirit, continue to bless each and every one of us here today and strengthen us so that we might fully live in Christ Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.